We all know the Mishnah in the last Perek in Yuma says that there are Chamisha Inuyim, there are five prohibitions on Yom Kippur. The one is Achilo Shtia, eating food. Second is Rechitza, bathing the body. Then Sicha, smearing with oil. Nidos Hasan, the wearing shoes. And Tashmish Amito. On the first Mishnah, there is a long run. And it says Rishonim on the bottom of the page of the Gemara where there's a machlekes of Rishonim whether these chamisha inuim are all min haTorah or perhaps they're only min haRabbanan. Achilo shtiyah is clearly min haTorah. The Mishnah says that there's an Issur Koris and one who eats achilo shtiyah b'shogeg on Yom Kippur is chayv chatas. Chatas is not bor b'nedim and adov. He can't bring achdus if he just violated an Issur deRabbanan. So when the pasuk says v'inisim es nafshe sechna, that's clearly talking min haTorah. That's talking about achilo shtiyah. What about the other inuim, the rechitza, the sicha, and the sound of tashmish amito? So that's a machlokes harishonim. So the Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that the other inuim are only midrabbanan. How does he prove it? Because the Gemara says in Nedarim, how come it's not in Yuma? Nobody knows, but it's a Gemara in Nedarim that says that there's only chorus if you violate achilo shtiyah. If you violate rechitza, sicha, and the sound of tashmish amito, there's no chorus. So Rabbeinu Tam says, how can it be? If it's one, everything is deraisa and it's lined up in the same pasuk. How can there be chorus on this and not chorus on that? So the answer is because achilo shtiyah is deraisa and the other inuim is only midrabbanan. Not such a conclusive proof, truth of the matter. Not so mukhrach, because you have a pasuk, you have several psukim that say that one is not permitted to eat dam. It's listed as one lav in the minyan on mitzvahs, one lois esei. There are different kinds of dam, and all the dam is awesome in Atar. Dam Ayvarim is an Issa Deraisa. Let's say you take a piece of meat and you squeeze out the blood and you drink it, that'll be an Issa Deraisa. But there's only chorus on Dam Shanashama Yotzibah, Dam Halev. The Dam Ayvarim, there's no chorus. There's an Issa Deraisa without chorus. So you can have one pasuk with many prohibitions Deraisa, and one of them has, some of them have chorus, some of them don't have chorus. There's such an impressive argument what the Rabbeinu Tam gave. So that's the machlokes harishonim. So Rabbeinu Tam thinks that all the other inuim aside from achilo shtiyah are only midrabbanan, and the other rishonim disagree. They think that everything is included in v'nisim es nafshe sech min haTorah. So the rishonim want to bring a raya that it must be that the inuim are midrabbanan. The Mishnah states that a kala within the first 30 days after she got married, after nisuin, rochetzes es paneha, she's allowed to wash her face. Kedei shelo tizgana al baila. The oils are going to come out from her face, and she's not going to wash her face, so she won't look pretty. So she just got married, so we're afraid the husband is going to be unhappy about it. So we permit the kala to wash her face. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim that Bizbana said that we sit in shul all day long and we dab and the husband doesn't see his wife the whole day. So there's no, he said he never heard that anybody applies this heter anymore. He thinks that Bizbana said a heter doesn't apply. But in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't daven all day long. They had big hapsokas. They used to have the dances and the girls made shiduchim with the boys. So in the days of the Tanaim, there was such a din. Hakala rechetz es paneh. The melech is rechetz es paneh. They don't have any melech bizman hazeh, so that din doesn't apply bizman hazeh. So the Rishonim ask, if the Issa rechitza is an Issa deraisa, so why should he be mekel for the kala kadesh letizgan al bailav? It doesn't sound like a pikuach nefesh. He's going to kill her. The husband's going to kill his wife because she doesn't look pretty anymore. It's not a suffix hakonah. So if it's only an Issa deRabbanan, then we understand that it makes sense to say it. Shaykh to say, hey, mama v'hey mama, the whole Issa is only deRabbanan to begin with. So we make all that the kala rechetz is paneha. So this is our chokhe to the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that rechetz is only with the Rabbanan. So what do the other Rishonim say to answer the kasha? So the Tosfos Rishonim on the bottom of the daf in the Gemara Yuma answers, maybe rechitza is truly an Issa deraisa, but it's only rechitza's kolaguf if you take a bath or a shower. But if you just wash your face, if you just wash your hands, that everyone would agree that that's only with the rabban. So since the Mishnah allows hakala rechitza is paneh, it's only mikzas ben aguf, so that's only the rabban. So therefore, kadesh lo tizgan al baila is sufficient reason to be matan. So there's a famous kasha that Achrayim ask on this answer of the Tosfos Rishonim. The Gemara in Yuma happens to be the last perek presents a famous machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Meish Lakish, where the Chatzishir is Asim and Atar, Asim and the Rabbanim. Let's say a person eats a slice of nevela meat, a slice of meat less than a kazayis. So one tana, Reb Shimon by Yechoy, Reb Shimon is of the Mishnah, of the opinion in the Mishnah Makkos, that you get malchus, kol shuhu la malchus. L'om a kazayis el linyan korban bilvad. The only time the halacha requires a kazayis is if the person eats chaylev b'shoigeg, he's chayv chatos, he has to eat a kazayis chaylev. But if he eats the chaylev b'mezid, with respect to malchus, you get malchus even on the chatzishir. So Reb Shimon's opinion is that a chatzishir, clearly awesome in Atari, you get malchus. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. We pass on a chatzishir, there's no malchus. So that's a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish, where the chatzishir is awesome in Atari, awesome in the Rabban. So Reish Lakish is of the opinion, chatzishir is only an Issa de Rabban, because since there's no malchus, means that it's by definition not called achila. It's like tickling the nevela. It's only called achila if you swallow a kazayis. And we pass them like Rabbi Yechana. Usually, when there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechana Reish Lakish, the Gemara says in Yevam is Daf Lamed Vav. We always pass them like Rabbi Yechana. He was the Rebbe of Reish Lakish, with only three exceptions to the rule. This is not one of the three. So we pass them the Chatzishir Zasim and Atur. So how can the Balei Ataisis defend their position? The Rechitzas and they said the Rice of its Rechitzas Kol Aguf. Rechitzas Mixed Man Aguf is only Medir Rabbanan. That's why Kala Rechitzas Paneh. But if Rechitzas Kol Aguf is an Issa Der Rice, the Rechitzas Panim should be Anisa Deraisa because of Chatzishir Osman Atar. That's the kasha that they ask on this answer of the Taisu Sishon. So the Achra explained there are two different kinds of a Chatzishir. And they refer you to this famous Meiri on Dav Gimel and Masech Shabbos, but the Meiri has such a similar kasha. The Gemara says, if you marvid al Amis Bishus Rab on Shabbos, you chayv Misa, you chayv Kores. What if you carry two Amis Bishus Rab? So that's Mutam and Atar. Some Rishonim holds even mutam in the Rabban. They carry pachas midalanam. If you carry pachas midalanam, that's awesome in the Rabban. I carry three amas and I put it down. I carry another three amas, I put it down. So sach hakol, I carried six amas, but I did it with a trick. I made a hanocha in the middle, so that makes it that's mutam in the Rabban. If you carry pachas midalanam, that's clearly awesome in the Rabban. But if you carry pachas midalanam, many Rishonim hold that that's even mutam in the Rabban, but menater it's certainly mutam. So how come it's mutter? The Meiri asks, why don't you say it's a chatzishir osman atara? If you carry dalan amis, it's an isa deraisis. If you carry two amis, let it be a chatzishir osman atara. So the Meiri has a famous answer. The wording that he uses is chatzishir is osman, but this is a chatzimalocha. What do you mean a chatzimalocha? Why is not a chatzishir? So the Achrayim, the Ragachava, has an expression that sometimes there are two types of shiurim. All Achrayim give the same answer, but the Ragachava coined an expression for it. He says sometimes you have a shir mitztaref and sometimes you have a shir nekuda. Take for example, mavadal ramas b'shus harabim. So there's a famous balamor in Masech Shabbos, balamor and the Ran, they both say the same thing, that the idea behind mavadal ramas is really moitzim b'shus l'shus. Dal ramas is mekom mashal ha-chefetz. So if the chefetz munach b'shus harabim, I pick it up and I put it five amas away. I was motzi it from its original b'shus and I put it into a new b'shus. Because the original Rishus is the Dalai Lama's around it. So this is, in a certain sense, a Motzi Mishus Lushus. I was Motzi the Chavitz from its original Rishus to a new Rishus. So if I'm only going to carry two Amas, two Amas is still within the same Rishus, because Dalai Lama's is Mekom Mashallah Chavitz. So this is a Shir Nekuda. Until you reach the point of a Dalai Lama's, you haven't changed anything. It's still in the original Rishus. When you say Chatzi Shir Asmat Tarab, you have a tray for salami. So if you eat enough of it, then you're going to get malchus. If you eat a kazayis, you get malchus. If you eat less than a kazayis, so you did the exact same iser. It's all nevela, it's all chaza, whatever. But you have to accumulate more. Yeah, that's called the shir. He uses the term, that's a shir mitztaref. So there, Rabbi Yechanan says, chatz shir is asman atar. But if you have a shir nekuda, if you have less than the shir, you didn't even get the first pace. You didn't even begin. So that's the famous Meiri by Mabadal and Amis B'shus Rabbim. You can't ask the kasha, let it be Chatzishir. That's a Chatzim Malacha, that's not a Chatzishir. So the same over here. The Issa Deraisa is not to take a shower, not to take a bath. So you're going to say, if a person washes his hands, that's a Chatzishir, a bath. It's not a Chatzishir, a bath. A bath, as Rechitzes Kol Aguf, is a different word. You don't say washing your face is a Chatzishir, a bath. It's not even a Chatzishir. So that's what the Taisus Sushanim holds against the Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rechitzas and Issa Deraisa. But Kala Rechetzas Paneh, because Rechitzas Apanim is only Medir Rabban. The only time there's an Issa Deraisa is Rechitzas Kol Aguf. Rechitzas Mikzim and Aguf is only the Rabban. So there you say, hey, Mama, the Chachamim Malah, the Kala, Rechetzas Paneh. because Kadesh lo tizgana al baila. Nilas ha-sandal is one of the chamisha inuim. So the Gemara in Yevamos has a din of chalitza. There's a din cholza nala mi'al ragloi. The Yevama has to remove the shoe from the right foot of the Yevam. So what's the definition of a shoe? So the Tanoim have a machloikis. If you take off socks, that's not called a shoe. So what's the definition of a shoe? So one Tana is of the opinion that a nal has to be made from leather, and he bases it on the pasuk in Yecheskel. The Yecheskel Nabi describes how kind HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to the Bnei Yisrael. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and that was like a baby was born. The Jewish nation was born a little baby. So the mother diapers the baby, she bathes the baby, she smears the baby with oil, she puts on a diaper, she puts on shichalach, she puts on leather shoes. So the pasuk describes why Rabbeinu Shlomo was so kind. He did everything that one would do for a little baby. And the expression used in the pasuk is ve'enolech tochash, I put on leather shoes on my little baby, on Klal Yisrael. A tachash is the animal, the kosher animal that existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when they were making the Mishkan, so they used oris tchoshim, they used hide from the tachash animal. So tachash is leather, oris tchoshim is leather. So this tan is all the opinion, since the pasuk in Yecheskel uses the expression ve'enolech tochash, I put on leather shoes on my baby, and the Klal Yisrael took care of all the needs of the Jewish people. So he derived from that pasuk that it's only called a nal for the purposes of chalitza if it's made from leather. The other Tanoim disagree. They say no, it doesn't have to be dafka leather. Anything that's megan, if you're just going to wear shoes, so that's not megan. But if you have, let's say, wooden shoes, or if you have sneakers, that would be megan. So that would be acceptable for chalitza. So it's a machlokes ha-Tanoim. Whether for chalitza purposes, to fulfill the mitzvah of chalitza deraisa, the required dafka that it should be a leather shoe or anything that's megan. Another nafkamina ladina in this machlokes would be, the Gemara has been again too, wearing clothing in the street on Shabbos. When you wear normal clothes, you wear underwear, you wear arba kamfas, you wear a shirt and trousers and a jacket and a coat, that's called levisha, that's not called haitzor. So if a person wears leather shoes, that's called levisha. What if a person is going to walk the street on Shabbos? There's no Erev. The person is going to walk in the street on Shabbos with sneakers. So the Gemara says, if sneakers are considered, midah de megan is considered a nal, so he's wearing shoes. But if midah de megan is not good enough, has to be dafka made from leather, so there's a violation of haitzor if you walk in the street by wearing sneakers on Shabbos. That's how the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos. And the same nafkamina will be for the purpose of nilas ha-sandal on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is clearly only midrabbanon. And for the purpose of nilas ha-sandal on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a machlokes harishonim, whether the prohibition of nilas ha-sandal is the raisa midrabbanon. Rabbeinu Tam holds all the other inuim is only midrabbanon, and the other Bali Atosis disagree. They hold that as the raisa. So how do we paskan in this machlokes ha-tanoim, where the nal is only if it's made from leather, based on benolach tochash, or any midi de megan? So that's a machlokes harishonim. So the Balamor and Yivam is paskins any midi de megan, that for the purpose of chalitza, you can take off a pair of sneakers also. If the Yavam is wearing sneakers on his right shoe, on his right foot, you can take that off. And many other baliates, and many other rishonim paskinatzah. So then again, to chalitza, to sveka deraisa luchumer. So we insist that it has to be dafke, a leather shoe, not only leather shoe, Tosis there in Yevamos quotes to Rabbeinu Tam, has to be our behema tahora. All the leather shoes that we wear are made from horse leather. So horse is a behema tmeah. So Rabbeinu Tam says you cannot have a chalitza shoe made from our behema tmeah. It has to be made from our behema tahora. How does he know? Because a tachash was a kosher animal. That's what the Gemara says in Perek Baba Madlikin. Tachash must have been a kosher animal. Why? Because how can it be? We have a halacha l'moshe misini l'huchshu l'malach shemayim alor behema torah belvad. How can it be that use oris techoshim for the Mishkan? The Mishkan had kedushas beis hamikdash on the building, so you can't use or behema tmeya. So it must have been or behema torah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, since the pasuk in Yecheskel that we derive from that pasuk that it only has the status of a nal if it's leather, because v'enolach tochash, the pasuk speaks about a tachash. Tachash is a kosher animal, so therefore we understand that for chalitza purposes it has to be a kosher animal. So you mean to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're allowed to wear regular shoes on Yom Kippur because it's horse leather? The issa to wear shoes on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is only if it's made from or behemah tahira. Ma pitom, probably never meant that. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Hilchas Chalitza and other Achronim say they think the Rabbeinu Tam meant something else. He didn't really mean, because the Pasuk in Yechezkel says Ve'nolach Tochash, and it has to be Tachash, it's only called a Nal if it's Arbei Matar. No, the Rabbeinu Tam meant to say that just like there's a Din Halachal Moshe Misinai in Perek Lama Madlikon, the Huchshul, the Matar Shamayin, of Arbei Matar Belvad, you're only allowed to use for Tashmishi Kedusha. The Gemara says the parshios of the tefillin, the parshios of a sefer Torah, and the parshios of a mezuzah have to be written al or behemah tohira. How do you know it can't be or behemah tmeya? So that's a pasuk in Chumash. That's a pasuk that says lemantir teres Hashem eficha ki biar chazok otiach Hashem emitzrayim. So the Gemara has a drasha. The simple pshuta shel mikra means you should wear tefillin and talk about the tzias mitzrayim. You should wear tefillin. You should lemantir teres Hashem eficha. You should say over the tzias mitzrayim. But the Torah Sheval Peh has a drasha, an additional level of interpretation on the pasuk. You should wear tefillin, and the parshias of the tefillin should be menamuta beficha, should be hide from an animal. The hide from a non-kosher animal is also kosher. It's not roi l'achila. It's like the hoofs, like the horns. Kanai metlofim are not roi l'achila. So even if it's from an elephant, you can't say that it's also. But the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, the animal has to be menamuta beficha. So you're only allowed to write divrei Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah on klaf, on parchment that's made from or behemah Torah. So the Gemara says that's good for the klaf on which you write the parshas. That's good for the bayis shel rosh because it has a shin, has two shins. So that's also Torah Hashem beficha min amuta beficha. What about the bayis shel yad? Doesn't have any letters on it. What about ritzuas? There are no letters written on the ritzuas. So how do you know that has to be our behemah Torah? So the Gemara says, no, that's halacha l'moshe misinai. Gemiri de l'huchshu l'malach ha-shamayim al our behemah Torah b'lvat. So in that context in the Gemara is talking about tashmishi kedusha. Tashmishi kedusha means the batim of the bay shalyad and the ritzuas of the shalyad and shalosh. That has tashmishi kedusha status. What about tashmishi mitzvah? Does the din of l'huchshu l'malach ha-shamayim apply even to tashmishi mitzvah? The Gemara Megillah quotes a brisa that distinguishes between tashmishi mitzvah and tashmishi kedusha. If you have an old pair of tefillin, or an old mezuzah, or an old sefer Torah that can't be corrected, and you can't use it anymore, so you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage, you have to put it away in shemus. So that's the brisa, tashmishi kedusha nignozim. But tashmishi mitzvah on the zrakim, let's say I have an esrog and sukkahs is over, I don't plan to save the esrog till next year. So what do you do with the esrog? You throw it in the garbage? What if you have an old talus, and you buy brand new talus, and you want to donate the talus to the shul? The gabbai doesn't want it. It's yellow, it's dirty, it's gray. You want to give it to the poor man, and the poor man doesn't want it. Nobody wants to use the talus. So the Gemara says, you throw the talus out in the garbage. There's tashmishi mitzvah, lachas ma mitzvah, saman nizrakim. You can throw it in the garbage. You have a sukkah, and you have schach. Let's say they used to use evergreen. Evergreen, it used to fall into the soup. The yeshiva, they always used to use evergreen. I don't know why. So let's say at the end of the year, at the end of Sukkot, you throw it in the garbage. You don't have to put it in the Shemus, because it didn't have Kedusha in the first place. It's only Tashmishi Mitzvah. So Tashmishi Mitzvah on Nizrakim. So that's a shayla. This halacha l'moshe misina l'huchshu l'malach shamayim malar behemah Torah b'lvad, that the Gemara applies to the orest choshim in the Mishkan. That was Tashmishi Kedusha. The Gemara applies it to the ritzuas of the tefillin and to the bayis shel yad. Those are Tashmishi Kedusha. Does that halacha l'moshe misina apply also to Tashmishi Mitzvah or not? So that's what the Achrenim say, the Aruch HaShulchan and others say, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam meant to say. The Chalitza Shu is only Tashmishi Mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. It doesn't have any Kedusha. After you finish doing the Chalitza, if you want, you can throw it in the garbage. It's an expensive thing. It doesn't make sense to throw it in the garbage. So usually they save it. They're going to use it for the next Chalitza. But strictly speaking, if you want, you can throw it in the garbage. Tashmishi mitzvah, lachas ma mitzvah, saman nizrakim. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying a chiddush, that not only by Tashmishi Kedusha do you require the huchshu al arbei matar b'vad, even by Tashmishi mitzvah. That's the Ramon Hilchas Rosh Hashanah quotes the Ran, who says the same. The Ran is mesupik, the Ramon doesn't quote the song. Ramon quotes the din, if you have a horn from a non-kosher animal, you can't use it for a shofar. Because lehuchshu l'malach ha-shamayim, a shofar is only tashmishi mitzvah, not a tashmishi kedusha. So the Ramo is quoting that side in the Ran. The Ran is mesug, the Ramo is quoting that's like the Rabbeinu Tam. That we apply the halacha l'moshe misina lehuchshu l'malach ha-shamayim, alar behem terav levad, is not restricted only to tashmishi kedusha, even tashmishi mitzvah. So there's a machlekes hatanoim, whether a shoe that's not made from leather has the status of a nal because it's midi de megan, it protects the foot. Oh no, is a dafka nolach tochash, has to be made from leather. So it's a machlekes rishonim, how to paskin. How do we paskin alach l'maisa? What do we do? So benegiat chalitza is the suffix deraisa. Will a woman be muteris lehinase or not? You're dealing with an issue deraisa. So therefore, sure, we are machmer that it has to be. Has to be dafke shel nal. With respect to Tisha B'Av, we're dealing with the din derabbanan. So there we would be mekel. We would be mekel that you're allowed to wear sneakers. In the middle of Shiva, one is not allowed to wear nilas asandal. So we're mekel, you're allowed to wear sneakers. What about on Yom Kippur? So Yom Kippur, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that all the other inuim are only with the rabbanan. So that's why it's mekubal. The accepted opinion is that you're allowed to wear sneakers on Yom Kippur. Now, so they used to be ma'orer. That since the Rambam seems to hold like the other Rishonim, that all the Chamisha Inuyim are deraisa, just that there's only Koris and Achilushti, and the others there's no Koris, but the Nilas HaSandal is deraisa. So he used to encourage that maybe there's room to be Machmir, that one shouldn't even wear sneakers on Yom Kippur. He would permit sneakers if they don't have an arch. That's how he used to say, sneakers without an arch, that's okay. Why? Because the Rambam writes a Loshon, you're not allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. It has to be margish koshi ha'oretz. So he said, if you wear sneakers that don't have an arch on the bottom and you put your foot down, it's very uncomfortable. If you have arches, so then you're not margish koshi ha'oretz. So he used to recommend, they quote from the Vilna Gaon like that. That the Vilna Gaon was machmer regarding, they didn't have sneakers, but the equivalent on Yom Kippur, he was machmer because there are Rishonim who hold that nilas ha'sandal is deraisa. And Tisha B'Av and Shiva and Avelas, that's only the Rabbanan, so they're for sure with Mekel to wear sneakers. But on Yom Kippur, there's room to be Machmer. Yeah, we said the Gemara has in Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara has in Afkamina, whether this Machlekes Hatanoim, whether sneakers have the status of a Nal or not. So the Gemara has in Afkamina, if you wear sneakers in the Mishus Rama, there's no Erev, is there an Isra Hoitzor? So you're allowed to wear leather shoes, that's not a nisa ritzo, that's levisha. But if you wear sneakers, so we are machmer, that you're not allowed to wear sneakers on Shabbos and the shoes are amis hoitzo. So the Ran on the Rif asks in the end of Yuma, so you shouldn't be allowed to walk in the street on Yom Kippur with sneakers? It's a hoitzo. Because the reason why you're allowed to wear sneakers on Yom Kippur, everybody wears sneakers. They're not machmer like the Vilna Gaon, like Rav Soloveitchik. Everybody wears sneakers, and they wear chutz la'erev also. So the reason why you're permitted to wear sneakers, because it doesn't have a din of nal. So the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, it doesn't have a din of nal, so it's an iser hoitzor. So the Rani asked that kasha. So the Mechaber quotes the kasha with the teretz, in Hilchos Yom Kippur. So the Mechaber quotes the teretz from the Ran. What do you mean you're not allowed to wear sneakers on Shabbos? I wear a tie. I wear a jacket. I wear underwear. Stocks. It's halacha moshe misin. You can only wear shoes. People wear other clothes also. So the Ran explains, but what you wear on your foot is only called, it's not called hoitzor if it's a shoe. Let's say I'll take a towel and I wrap the towel around the bottom of my foot and walk in the Mishus HaRabim like that. That's hoitzor. You're not wearing a beged. You're carrying the towel in the street. That's not called levisha. So all year long, where the normal thing is that people wear shoes, so if you wear something that doesn't have the status of a shoe, you're going to wear sneakers. On Shabbos, that's an Isra Haitzor on Shabbos. Aside from the fact that it's not quote Shabbos to wear sneakers, but it's an Isra Haitzor if there's no Erev. But on Yom Kippur, that you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, so you have no Brera, so on Yom Kippur it is called Levish. That's what the Rani answer said. That's the official answer that's quoted by the Mechaber, Hilchos Yom Kippur. That even on Shabbos, it's an Isra Haitzor to wear sneakers chutz le'erev, but on Yom Kippur would be mut. What's the story with rechitza? So rechitza is aser on Yom Kippur, but the Shulchan Aruch says beverish only rechitza shel tainug. If it's not rechitza shel tainug, then it's mutter. What's the definition? Not rechitza shel tainug. So the Shulchan Aruch gives an example. If his hoyu yada melech lochus, let's say they had a diaper the baby, and the hands got all dirty when they were diapering the baby. That person went to the Beis HaKisi, so his hands are dirty. So he wants to clean them off. So that's called rechitza sheinu shel tainug. To remove the lichluch, that's called rechitza sheinu shel tainug. Or, Taisus has this, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, The Gemara says that when a person wakes up in the morning after sleeping all night long, that's the ruach ra dat shor ala yadayim. And the Gemara says that it's not healthy to touch your body with your hands, with your bare hands, before you wash until it's a dime, and you have to wash gimel pam and biserigin. That's from the Zohar. So that's considered like hayyad yad of meluch lochim because of the ruach ra. So we allow everyone to wash until it's a dime in the morning. The Rambam leaves out everything in the Gemara that has to do with shedim and has to do with ruach ra and all that kind of stuff. So the Rambam says that on Yom Kippur you don't wash until it's a dime. I'm not allowed to wash your hands. The Rambam understood, the Gemara says in the end of brachas that when you wake up in the morning, you wash until I'm say bracha on the tilas yadayim. So what is it all about? So Tosfos says because you're removing the ruach ra. The Rambam leaves out all the ruach ra. So he doesn't believe in anything. So the Rambam says that you wash with the bracha in the morning is before because in tilas yadayim letfilah. The Rambam said the same is true for mincha and ma'arivos. He's supposed to wash with a cup. The word natla in Aramaic means a cup. So you say bracha al netilas yadayim to wash your hands with a cup before shachris, before mincha, before ma'ariv, and you say a bracha all three times on netilas yadayim. We don't do like that. We don't say a bracha. Some did. The Vilna Gaon Paschim like the Rambam used to say a bracha when he washed his hands before mincha, before ma'ariv. We don't do that. More correct is we should really wash our hands with a cup before mincha and wash our hands with a cup before ma'ariv. We learned by Rav Soloveitchik, so we used to he used to give shiur in the classroom. And we used to daven mincha right after the shiur. So he'd always run to the bathroom just to wash his hands. He didn't use the men's room. He just ran to the bathroom to wash his hands. He used to run back to the class in order to daven. And then every Tuesday night he used to give a shiur for Balabatim in Moriah Synagogue in 80th Street in Broadway. And they used to daven ma'ariv right away. After he finished the shiur, they said, Hurachum, and they said, Baruch HaRadeh. They didn't give him a chance to go wash his hands. So he didn't say, Baruch Hashem Le'olam. So when they were saying Baruch Hashem Yom, he would run to the back of the shul, wash his hands, and then run back to the front of the shul in order to daven Shemoneh Esrei, because the ikur is you have to wash your hands before Shemoneh Esrei. Normal is you wash your hands before you start Vuhurachim, before you start davening Ma'ariv. But they didn't give him a chance to, and didn't want to keep him waiting. So he used to run to wash his hands before Shemoneh Esrei L'Tfilah. So we don't say a bracha when we wash our hands before Mincha, but really more correct is you really should wash your hands with a cup. That's called a natla. To wash your hands before. So the Rambam writes that on Yom Kippur there's no netilas yadayim in the morning. You daven without netilas yadayim. But the common practice is that we assume like this is that there is such a thing that's called ruach ra, and that's like yodam uluch lachas. If you're not going to wash your hands, you can't touch your face, you can't touch your body. In fact, in the Shulchan Aruch it says, when do you have to wash the hands of little children? How old do they have to be? You have to be higil chinuch. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, once the little baby is already a month old, he already knows how to touch his face and touch his body, so then we assume that there's an issue of Ruach Ra. You have to wash the baby's hands. You have to pick up your little baby over the sink and wash his hands every morning when he wakes up. Otherwise, it's a chashash is going to touch his body. The little babies always touch their body. So the Gemara says like this, Rechitza is only Asar and Yekipa, Rechitza Shaltani. If you are the Malach Lachas, then you're allowed to wash. And we assume that Ruach Ra is only also considered Yad Malach Lachas. And then the Gemara has a bryce. So Kol Chai V'Tfilas, Tevlan Kedark and V'Tisha Bov V'Yom Kippur. Tisha Yom Kippur, both also Berechitza, but anyone who has to go to Mikveh, Azav, Azava, Yoledis, Mitzor, anybody has to go to Mikveh, is permitted to go to Mikveh on Tisha Bov and on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's not called Rechitza Shaltani. Why not? Why it's another thing is Maluch Lach over here. So Tosfos on that Gemara that's in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof Amud Aleph. Tosfos has two girsas in the Gemara. So one girsa was if you hold Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim in Erechin and in Maseches Nida, in Yuma, a few places in Shas where the Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah, Tefillah Bizman Ala Mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah to go to Mikvah the earliest available opportunity for every single Tomei? So there's a machlokes hatanoim in the Gemara, in Mishnayos, based on Mishnayos in Erechin and other places. How do we paskin on this? So that's a machlokes, how we paskin. So in the earlier generations, in the days of the Gaonim, the majority opinion was that Tefillah Bizmana is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for every Tommy to go to mikveh at the earliest available opportunity. And even single girls would have to go to mikveh also. When a girl becomes a nida, even though she's not married, Tefillah Bizmana mitzvah. Everyone who's Tommy has to go to mikveh at the earliest available opportunity. Then by the time it came to the period of the Rishonim, so there was a shift in the consensus, And the Rova of the Rishonim paskin the Beri Tefila Bizman Alav Mitzvah. Tosfos in Yuma quotes it was Rabbi Machlekes, Rabbi Natam, and his brother-in-law, Rabbi Eliyahu, who wrote Piyutim, we recite in the davening. So the accepted opinion in the days of Rishonim is that Tefila Bizman Alav Mitzvah. Yinan Mukhiv said that's Baharaya, that the single girls don't go to mikveh. That's Rabbi Natam's Raya. If they would have said Tefila Bizman Alav Mitzvah, so every person is tummy, every single girl who becomes a need, they would have to go to mikveh. We don't have that practice. So the one girsa in the Gemara was a Masechet Shabbos Abkuf Chof. If you hold tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah, then it's not called b'chitza shel tayni, because you're doing it l'shem mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah. So if it's like that, the we paskin in the days of the Rishonim, the consensus was tefillah b'zman ha-lav mitzvah, then the din should be kol chayvei tefillahs would not be tovel kedarkam tisha b'av Yom Kippur. Every b'chitza is called b'chitza shel tayni, unless you have a reason to declare it otherwise. And then Taisus thinks that girsa is not correct. It doesn't really depend whether tefillah b'zman mitzvah, even tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah. A tefillah that's bala taher, if it removes the tumah, since it's mitzura for the davar acher, so that's not called b'chitza shel tayni. So that's the accepted, that's a generally accepted thing. So me'ikar adin, the Gemara Taka says, that kol chai b'tefillah is tevlin kedarkan b'tisha b'av v'yam kippur. That it's not called b'chitza shel tayni. Taisus says that b'zman hazeh we don't follow this din. We don't allow women to go to mikveh, married women, we don't permit them to go to mikveh on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. Why not? Because in the days of the Gemara, it was meaningful. A woman was tummy, so whatever she would touch would be tummy. The bed would be tummy, the dresses would be tummy. The women used to wear different dresses when they were neither. All the people in the neighborhood knew when the woman went to mikveh. She had to wear a different dress. She slept in a different bed. They used to have different bedrooms for the women. The Mishnah has that the poor woman only has one bed, so every month she has to take the bed to the mikveh. The bed has a tall headboard, so the mikveh is not so deep. So the whole Eisik in the Mishnah, how is she going to fit the bed into the mikveh? The whole Eisik in Mishnah is mikvahs. As man has said, the whole thing is irrelevant. The only people who go to mikveh are the women to be mutter labayla. So Tosha says that as man has said, we just like we don't permit single girls to go to mikveh. Why? They're not allowed to have tashmish amita. They're not married. So we don't permit anyone we don't permit a woman to go to mikveh unless it's going to be matahar labailo. So Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, it's also by tashmish amita. So then, just like by single girls, we wouldn't permit them to go to mikveh, so Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur is the same. Let's say a woman is in avelus. So also, strictly speaking, going to mikveh should not be a violation of rechitza, because not rechitza shel tayin, it's rechitza the same tahara. But since the woman is in avelus, she's also betash mishamita because of avelus, so we don't permit it to go to mikveh. That's akzera de rabbanim. We don't allow a woman to go to mikveh if the tefillah in the mikveh will not be mata lebailam. We had an esik, there was a girl who went to Beis Yankif, and then she's very picky, and she duchen, and she never got married. Then she finally married a non-Jew. She was so picky, she finally married a non-Jew, but she was strictly observant of Taras HaMishpacha, so she used to go to mikveh every month. So she lived, I think, in Albany. So when the Chachemister told the mikveh lady that she's married to a non-Jew, so she didn't let her use the mikveh. So she had to come to Tannersville to the mikveh. So the mikveh in Tannersville, that's where I go in the summertime. So the mikveh is open June, July, August, September. So she used to come to the mikveh. So the rumor had it that the woman was married to a goy. So the shaila was, are they allowed to let her use the mikveh? So I was discussing it with the rabbi. The rabbi's wife was the mikveh lady. So I said, you're not mechuyev to believe the rumors. If the woman doesn't say so let her use the mikveh. Then the next month, the chachemister tells the rabbi's wife she's married to a goy. So then the jig is up. Once she tells us she's married to a goy, she's going to use the mikveh to be muta to her husband, the goy. So we're not permitted to let her use the mikveh. You're not allowed to let a woman use the mikveh. If she's not muteris lebaila, it's not going to be mata lebaila. Single girls don't use a mikveh. Remember 50 years ago, when the girls started going, the boys started learning in Eretz Yisrael. When we were students in yeshiva, this system wasn't yet worked out. There was a medina already, but they didn't work out the system that everybody goes to learn in Eretz Yisrael for a year or two or three. So at the same time, they worked it out for the boys. A little later, they worked it out for girls. So the girls started learning things that they never learned before. So they learned the Mat Ephraim in the Mishnah Berurah that it says that the single girls also got a mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. So when they came back at the end of the summer and they went to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, they wanted to use the mikvah, so the mikvah lady didn't let them use it. They're not married. So they said, but it says in the Mount Ephraim that the single girls go to mikveh also. So they didn't know what to do. So they called up Rav Moshe Feinstein. Moshe said, we don't have that meaning. We don't permit the single girls to go to mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. That's what the Rishonim assumed like that. You only allow a woman to go to mikveh, it's going to be matel lebailo. The Maamshik has a tshuva to one of his talmidim, Reb Shlaima Breuer. That was the father of Rabbi Yosef Breuer. He used to be the rabbi here down the block in Breuer's. Reb Shlaima Breuer was a talmid of the Maharamshik, someone he was engaged, and he was learning the laws of Nida. So he sent to Shaila to his rebbe, to the Maamshik, what's the din if the husband is in the middle of Shiva? The wife is not in Shiva, the husband is in the middle of Shiva. Is the wife permitted to go to mikveh or not? She's muteris lebaila, but her husband is not mutter to her. It's not the same as Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, a single girl, but she has the Issa. Or well, she's an Avela, she has an Issa. Here the husband has an Issa, but it's her husband. So Maram Sheik has a tshuva, he discusses that. So Allah HaLamayse, Rechitze is only also Rechitze Shal Tainug. And if he has Yodam Lochim, so then there's no Issa Rechitze. And if it's Rechitze the shame Tahara, so Mikra, then we hold even though Tefillah Bizman Alav Mitzvah, if the Tefillah is Metaher, so strictly speaking that since it's Mitzurah Flishem Tar, it's not called Mechitza Shaltainin. But Bizman Azeh, we don't allow it, because the Bali HaTosfos say, well, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch from the Rivosh, Bali HaTosfos say, we only allow a woman to go to Mikveh, it's going to be Mata Labaila. So if the girl is single, we don't permit to go to Mikveh. And on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they're not going to be Muta Labaila, so it's not permissible. Sicha, Tishmir oil. It's right in the Machlekes, the Rabbi Natam and the other Rishonim, whether it's an Issa Derais and Issa Derabban. Shulchan Aruch says that even if the person has lichluch on his body and he's using the sicha, the oil, to remove the lichluch, it's asa. Even though Rechitza Shena Shaltainig is mutter, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah write, sicha that's not Shaltainig is asa. Chiluk between Rechitza and sicha. And nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch writes that if the person is a chelu she'ein b'sakana, he's permitted to do the sicha. There's the question, why should that be so? So if one should assume that Sikha is only midirabbanon, say, hey, mama, it's only an Issa derabbanon, so you can be mata by chodesh em b'sakana. But if you should assume that all the chamisha inuyim are deraisa and Sikha is deraisa, so you shouldn't really be mata for chodesh em b'sakana, unless you would say that just like rechitza is only aser rechitza shaltainuk, so Sikha is only aser Sikha shaltainuk. But if the guy's a chodesh em b'sakana, it's not shayna. But the mechaber paskins, Sicha Shena Shal Tainig is awesome. So why is it Mutta Bachel Hashem B'Sakana? So the Mechaber seems to be assuming that the whole Sicha is only awesome in the Rabban. So we make the Makam Chel Hashem B'Sakana. Shulchan Aruch gives an example. What's a Chel? An example that Sicha would be Mutta Mishesh Lachatot in Beroshim. Person has open wounds. He has sores on his skull. So we would permit him to smear oil on the sores because that's the Makam Chel. He's a Chel Hashem B'Sakana. We would permit it. So then the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah raised the issue, but there's an Issa Refuah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Chachamim, the 24 Prokim on Masechus Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi could have made 30 Prokim, like Masechus Kelim has 30 Prokim, like Masechus Nezikin, Baba Kama has 10 Prokim, Baba Metzi has 10 Prokim, Baba Basra. The Gemara says, Kula Nezikin Chodim Masechta, he's just like Kelim has 30 Prokim. So Nezikin has 30 Prokim. He could have made Shabbos also 30 Prokim. Why did he pick the number 24? So the Mefarshim and the Mishnah say, because in the days of Tanakh, based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, a Kali used to wear 24 Tachshitim. I don't know where they are, with 10 rings on all the 10 fingers, and nose ring and earrings, I don't know where, but in Tanakh it's supposed to be 24 Tachshitim a Kali would wear. So Shabbos is always referred to as a Kala. Rabbi Ranosa made 24 Tachshitim for the Kala, 24 Prokim and Masecha Shabbos. So one whole Perek, there isn't so much in Hilchos Shabbos. So there's one whole perek that is dedicated, perek Shmona Shortzim, that's dedicated to all the dinim of refuah b'Shabbos. The Tanoi made gzeirah d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to apply in yoni refuah b'Shabbos. They're afraid that the person will start getting carried away with the chayla. Shemi yishachik samaman. Maybe he'll do toche. Maybe he'll do some other malachas on Shabbos. You're not permitted to apply refuah Shabbos and yontem. You're not allowed to. The Antem Sheni Shal Golis, who are allowed to apply refuahs, allowed to take pills and so on, except for second day Rosh Hashanah, because Yom Arichta. But every other Antem Sheni Shal Golis, the Gemara in Beitza says refuah is mutam. So the Gemara has Beferish HaMasech HaShabbos. Refuah is only also on Shabbos and Yontif if it's Nikr. Refuah HaNikaris, it's obvious that it's L'Shem Refuah. Let's say the guy has a sore throat, so he's going to gargle with schnapps, then spit it out. The Gog of Schnapps spit it out. That's obviously the Shem Rufu. If a guy will hold the schnapps in his mouth and swallow the schnapps, so some people drink schnapps. That's Michael Bream. So whenever a person, let's say, a person only drinks schnapps when he has a cold. But other people drink schnapps when they're not sick, also. So then whenever it's Michael Bream, it's mutter. Let's say orange juice. He's trying to lose weight, he doesn't drink orange juice. But when he has a cold, he needs more vitamin C, so he drinks a lot of orange juice. But orange juice is a Michael Bream. Healthy people drink orange juice all the time. So whatever is a Michael Bream is mutter. So here, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura, they come over here. What do you mean, chatotim biroshi, you're allowed to shmir with oil? Because the chodesh shem is hakana, but shouldn't it be an isa refua? So they say, we're talking about a case where the minhag hamakom is that people shmir their head, their skull with oil, even if they don't have chatotim. If the minhag hamakom is that the shemen is so expensive that you only spend the money to shmir with shemen if you have chatotim b'rosh, if you have open wounds and sores, then it's an isa refua. Then it'll be also on Yom Kippur. The Yisra Refuah is also on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur. He's talking about a case where the minhag hamdina is that healthy people also shmir their heads with oil, without chatat and mirosh. So then it's like Michael Bream. It's not nikah, that is l'shem refuah. So then there's no Yisra Refuah, then we would permit it. Sicha is again, machlek is the Rabbein and Tam, and the other Rishonim, where the sicha is the Raisa, the Rabbonim. That's what we're talking about now. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds a lot of restrictions. He holds that Sicha Kishtiyah, Sicha is only the Rabbanan. And then he holds number two, Sicha is only if you use Shemen. If you use a bar of, let's say a bar of soap and you smear it on the body, that's not called Sicha. Sicha is only if you have a liquid Shemen. Batovik HaShemen Bat Moisai. And then he says, Sichi Kishtia was only a chumim with the Rabbanan that was introduced in two cases only. Only by Chuma, a Zar is not allowed to shmir Shemin Shal Chuma into his body, and Sichi Kishtia on Yom Kippur. But it doesn't apply outside of that. So the Ramo writes this in Hilchah Shabbos. Ramo says he's not allowed to use a bar of soap on Shabbos. There's a malocha of Memachik. Memachik is like this. If you have a piece of wood that's rough and you sandpaper it down, they took a rough surface and you made it smooth, so that's a malacha deraisa memachik. Well, let's say you have the floor. Let's say you have your shoes. You wore the shoes a whole week long and the shoes are all sloppy. And then you put on shoe polish to make it smooth. Or the floor is very rough. You have a linoleum floor. And you pour on wax and you smear the wax on the floor. And you make the floor smooth. So if you take a rough surface and make it smooth by adding something, by adding shoe polish or by adding wax, or you take a rough surface and make it smooth by sandpapering it down, by removing something, so that's an iser of the machik. If you add the wax and you add the shoe polish, that's memarech, is a toldah of memachik. Really, when you have a piece of bread, a piece of challah, and you smear on a butter, you smear on use instead of butter, margarine. So that should also be a nisa memachik, but there's no memarech boichlin. So that's why it's muta. But otherwise, that would have been memarech told that memachik. You make a smooth soap. What if you take a bar of soap, and every time you use the bar of soap, a little bit disappears? But the bar of soap was smooth to begin with, and then when you use it, you're creating a new smooth surface. There was a smooth surface, and you make a new smooth surface. So that's a machlokes. So some would make a lot on that. There would be Gedolim in Europe who used to use bars of soap on Shabbos. And the Ramah says that it's us. Ramon Shulchan Aruch says that it's us. Even though you're not taking a rub surface, making it smooth, but you're making a new smooth surface, so that's us. But on the weekdays, Ramah says it's permissible to use a bar of soap, even though the soap contains, a lot of soaps contain chelev. When the butcher gets the flesh from the slaughterhouse, so he cuts out all the chalev that we're not allowed to eat. He trebes the flesh. And he sells the chalev to the some of the more expensive soaps have chalev in them. It makes it smoother. Some of the less expensive soaps are rough. They're not smooth. And so the more expensive soaps are very smooth because they add a lot of chalev into it. So that's a shaila. Chelav is muta bahanor. It says in the Chumash. But chelav nevei vechelav trefi yosel lachol malach alos aklu. Says it's muta bahanor. It's only osa ba'achila. So if you rub it in your, if you take a bar of soap and you rub it in your skin, would you say sichi kishtia, that it's like achila? But he's saying no, sichi kishtia only applies to shemen, to a liquid, and the Rabbeinu Tam says it only applies to truma and to eating on Yom Kippur. So the Rama says like the Rabbeinu Tam, it only applies to Yom Kippur, it doesn't apply to chaleb, and it doesn't apply to a solid, only applies to a liquid. So there the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Be'er Hagrah, who disagrees. The Be'er Hagrah thinks it should be machma like the other opinion, that sichi kishti even applies in kol ha'Torah kula, and you shouldn't use this soap even in the weekdays. That's, I remember when the stipel had passed away, I happened to be in Eretz Yisrael that summer, so when they delivered hespedim by the funeral, they only had one hesped. Rav Shach said a hesped. But then later on, we were staying in Yerushalayim in Beit Vegan, so they had hespedim there in the courtyard of Yeshivas Eitz Chaim. So one of the balabatmen there told me I should go to the hespedim, and the biggest bal masped of the generation is going to give the hesped. The Rav who used to be in Antwerp, half asleep, I forgot his name, Rabbi Kreisworth. He said he's the biggest bal masped of the generation. So I went to hear his hesped. I didn't care for his. But the other one, the others gave a very nice hesped. So one of them was telling stories about the stipler. The stipler was always choshish for this Be'er Hagrah, so he never used soap when he took it. He never used soap. He probably couldn't afford the expensive soaps anyway. Even if he would use soap, it would be the cheaper soaps that don't have any chaylev in them anyway. But he was always choshish. Maybe the soap has a little chaylev. He was machma like the Be'er Hagrah that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that you apply sichi kishtia even in kol ha'Torah kula, and even on a solid, not only on a liquid. I remember once somebody had yahrzeit, so he brought schnapps after shacharis. Everyone should say a bracha. So one of the rabbanim wasn't allowed to drink schnapps. So when he poured the schnapps, he had a tray, and he poured the schnapps, and so some of the schnapps spilled in the tray. So this rab dipped his hands in, and he rubbed the schnapps on his fingers, and he said, "Sichi kishtia." He was yahrzeit. The pashta said that was a joke. Sichi kishtia is only if it's shemen. Or if it's like a bar of soap that it has something greasy and it has something oily that's going to get absorbed into the pores of the skin. You don't say sichi kishti on water. That's called rechitza. You don't say every rechitza is sichi kishti. Sichi is only if it's something oily, not if it's schnapps. Then, of course, you have the inui of tashmish amito, that the Shulchan Aruch says you have to treat your wife as if she were a nido. Husband shouldn't touch his wife, shouldn't sleep together in the bed. And then, in fact, the Mishnah has in Perek Mokum Shenogu, in the middle of Masechet Pesachim, the Mishnah talks about various minhagim that were observed as Banat Tanoim. So the Mishnah says you always have to follow the minhag Mokum. Mokum Shenogu lahadlik ner be'erev yam kippah madlikim. Mokum Shenogu shlo lahadlik ner be'erev yam kippah ei madlikim. Why does it depend on Mokum Shenogu? So the Rishonim explain the ikat takana to bench licht on erev Shabbos, erev Yontiv is only erev Shabbos and Yontiv, but you're going to eat there. So the Iker Hadlokas Neris really is B'mokam Achila. You don't always light B'mokam Achila. We paskin sometimes you don't light B'mokam Achila, but the Iker Takana was because you're going to eat. On Yom Kippur you don't eat. So there is no Takana. The real Takana of Hadlokas HaNeris doesn't apply in Erev Yom Kippur. But there was a Minig HaMokam, and the Gemara says both of the Minhagim, yes to light, not because I light, are based on the same thing. Because it's an Issa Tashmish Amito, so we're afraid the fellow may violate the Issa. He's madly in love with his wife. So the minig was that married people would light candles in the bedroom, and also l'shamish mitosu l'oraneh, so this will prevent them from violating the din. And the other minig amokam was the bedavkin not to light neiris on Yom Kippur, so he won't see how beautiful his wife is, he won't see how appealing she is, so he won't have a desire to be with her. So they're both minhagim, mokam shenogu, yes l'hadlik and l'hadlik, are based on the same thing. It's only for married people. Single people, the whole issue is not relevant. So the married people, some had a minig dafke, yes, to be madlik in the bedroom, not on the dining room table, in the bedroom, to leave the neiris. Now it's a minig bedafke that it should be dark, he shouldn't see his wife. Because it depends on the minig amokam, so that's why there's a machlokes in the mechaber and the ramah, whether one says a bracha or not. The Rishonim had a machlokes. The Gemara says in Sukkah and daf mevov that chibat arava, clapping Hoshainus on Hoshana Rabbah, is only a minig, it's not a takana de rabbanon. And therefore, the Amora was chavit chavit v'loi baruch. He didn't say a bracha on clapping Hoshainus. So you see from that Gemara that one does not recite a bracha when fulfilling a minig. So there's a machlokes that the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis that reciting chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. It's not a din deraisa, it's not even a din de rabbanon, it's only a minig. So do you recite a bracha or not? So the Rambam assumes that a bracha is not recited on any minig. So you don't say a bracha when you bench licht on Erev Yom Kippur. That's only a minig. The Gemara said beferis makom shenagu. Depends on makom shenagu. You don't say a bracha on chatzi halo on Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah paskins like the Rabbein Tam, that the only type of a minig that you don't say a bracha on is a minig like klapin hashinus. It never exists as a din. It's not a called the tikkun rabbanan kein derasi tikkun. It's not pattern. It doesn't exist such a din ever that you klap hashinus. But halal exists sometimes as a real din to recite halal, and sometimes as a real din you have to bench licht on Shabbos and Yontif. So if you do something that sometimes does exist as a real din, and then if you certainly you say brachas, even when you say chatzi halam reshchedish, Rabbi Tam says you do say a bracha. When you bench lech, then Rabbi Yom Kippur, Rabbi Tam would say you do say a bracha. So the meaning by Ashkenazim is that we do say a bracha on chatzi halam reshchedish, and we say a bracha on adlakas neiris on Erev Yom Kippur. Many Sfaradim follow the Mechaber that they don't recite a bracha on minhagim. What if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So then you have to bench lech because it's Shabbos. So then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, everybody agrees that you say bracha. Even though the Mechaber holds that on a normal Erev Yom Kippur, you wouldn't say bracha, but Yom Kippur, Shcholis, B'Shabbos, and Shabbos, so then for sure you say bracha. So that, it's based on the Gemara. Machlek is Satanoim, and based on the Gemara. So that's a pella, but Yom Kippur, Shcholis, B'Shabbos, nobody's eating anything. The whole reason why there wasn't the Takana, the Iker Adin, to bench licht on Erev Yom Kippur, is because the Iker Hadlaka was B'mokam Achila. To enhance the eating of the meal, you should see what you're eating. The Gemara says in the end of Yuma that blind people don't enjoy the food as much as people who can see. And if you eat at night and it's dark, you don't enjoy the food as much as if you can see the food. Because when you see the food with the colors, your mouth starts to develop saliva, and you have more hanoa when you see. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're going to eat food. So then they made a takanative bench lich. And Yom Kippur, no one's going to eat food. So why should it be Yom Kippur, Shochalias, B'Shabbos? Why shouldn't it be like Yom Kippur? Why is it considered like Shabbos? That's a question. So Machloikus Hatanayim, that's a question. Then, of course, the other inui for sure is there, Raisa, Achilo Shtiyah. The Gemara says Achilo Shtiyah is basically the same. Shtiyah Bechlal Achilo, it's the same Isser. If a person ate and drank Behel HaMechon, he's only Chayiv Chata Sachas. He's not Chayiv Shtei Chatos, because it's all Shem Echad. The Gemara says Shem Echad, but it's not Shirem Shavim. The shear to violate achila, the shear shalom to be chayv echatos is kosebes hagasa, and the shear shalom for drinking is maloy lugmav. The shear for drinking is maloy lugmav is less than a revius. Usually, if let's say you have tray for food, so the shear achila is kazayas, and the shear drinking is revius. Here by Yom Kippur, the shear drinking is less than the shear drinking by tray for foods, and the shear eating is more than the shear eating by tray for foods. Well, a lugmav is less than a revius, and kosebis agas is more than a kazayis. How come everything is kakai? So the Gemara says, because here it's not a din of achila, here it's a din of inisim, a din of inui. The kim lehu the rabbanon, the chachamim established that that's the shear for inui. So that's the question we said earlier, that the two types of shurim, there's a shear nekuda and a shear mitztarf. And it only makes sense to say the chatzi shear asman atara if you're dealing with a shear mitztarf. If you're dealing with shear nekuda, it doesn't make sense. So if the Isser on Yom Kippur is inui, that's why the shear is different. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say over here, the Gemara never quotes the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish other place, only by eating on Yom Kippur. Eating on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yochanan should agree that Chatzi Shear should be Mutam an Atara. It's a shear nekuda. If you have less than the Kosevis Agasa, less than the Meloy Lugmav, so you didn't do Yisuvi Daita. There's no Chatzi Shear by Yisuvi Daita. So how can it be that the Gemara quotes the punkt, the machlekes is over, the original machlekes is eating on Yom Kippur? It doesn't make sense over here. So there's a famous answer that the Chasam Sefer gives in his Chidushim on Yuma. He says, from this Gemara, other Achranim say it as well. He says, from this Gemara, we see that on Yom Kippur, not only is there a din of Inui, there's an Isra Achila also. There's an Isra Achila also. Let's say a person violated Achila. He forgot that it's Yom Kippur. He came home from Shul and he ate something. They say, well, once he ate already, so he's not in a state of inui, so may as well eat some more. You don't say it like that. You say, every little bit that you're going to eat is going to be an Isra Achila. So you see from the Gemara like that in addition to the din of inui, there's also a din of Isra Achila Shtir. That's why you discuss Chatzi Shir. Yihiratzim, we should all be zeicher to observe all the Chamisha Inuyim. And in the schus of it, we say in the Tefillah, in the schus of observing the Chamisha Inuyim, we should get a kapara for all of the averis that we did all year long, and achilushtia, rechitza, sicha, nilas, asanda, tashma, shamita, it should be mechaper for all of what we did all year long, shalai kedin.